In some ways, perhaps modern Earth-moving machinery is a better analogy for the type of power they have.
If that's not enough of a deterrent and you're still coming in, then Camarasaurus faces you. He's going to wait till you get too close, and then he's going to rear up on those hind legs and crush you. If that doesn't work and you outflank him, then Camarasaurus uses its tail, which is a defensive weapon. He'll swing that tail from side to side. If he makes a direct hit, the fight is all but over. He's sending that predator up into the stands. It's a home run. Game over.
Its size and power made Camarasaurus immune from most predators. But the deep gouge marks found in the bones at the watering hole proved that no creature was completely immune. The investigation was about to discover a third creature at the watering hole. And this one wasn't a herbivore. Near the town of Price in Utah, paleontologists have uncovered one of the richest fossil beds of North America. This was the site of a prehistoric watering hole, a death trap during a drought. But the discovery of thousands of pulverized and injured bones suggested something more sinister. Paleontologists have forensically examined the remains to identify who may have been responsible for the carnage. They've used many of the same techniques as modern crime scene investigators.
When we look at a dinosaur site, of course, this is representing something that died 65, 75, 100 million years ago. And a lot of times your clues are cold, but really we reconstruct it the same way a forensic scientist would go in and reconstruct a mystery surrounding a murder case.
Late in the excavation, a third species emerged, one of the rarest killers, Ceratosaurus.